This is the Short of the Short, Mike Kelly Podcast.
This is the Short of the Short Podcast with Mike Kelly.
This is the Mike Kelly Podcast.
Mike Kelly.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Short of the Short Podcast for you.
Okay, let's do it. Stand by, here we go, with the latest Mike DJ Kelly Short of the Short Podcast. It's the special edition, the one called We're All Gonna Rock to the Rules That I Make. I Wanna Be Elected, Elected, Elected. Thanks, Alice, for that. So hop on board, get comfy, and we'll crack on with the one-stop, non-stop, fully loaded, fun-filled, action-packed, free, funny, newsy, with the sensitivity of the DWP and the accuracy of Horizon. And because you're worth it. This is the brand new Mike DJ Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast. So let's crank up the volume and press on with today's show.
On this week's podcast,
with stories about divorce, smart things, food, Father Paul, Taylor Swift, Italy's Trevi Fountain, hand grenades, Professor Frank McDonoghue, fake show business news, Joyce the assistant, charities, competitions, and a whole lot more.
This is the Shorter Than Short Podcast.
Morning, Joyce. Yet again, you're looking very glam today.
Mr. Mike DJ Kelly, Shorter Than Short Podcast. Yes, I'm here, all pretty and posh in my best frock, and you have forgotten why.
Never mind about that. What about me in my pale blue shirt with plastic white Woolworths detachable Bond Street collar, jeans and Clark's desert boots?
It's not about you, it's my day-to-day.
Sorry, Joyce, haven't a clue. What's it about?
Stevie Wonder had a big hit singing about it. The government suggested singing this song when washing your hands during COVID.
I'm thinking Stevie Wonder song titles. Just called to say I love you, part-time lover.
I told you not to mention that. I was drunk. It happened by mistake and you should not mention it ever again. It's my birthday. Thanks for remembering and making me feel special. I was hoping for a kissogram.
This is the Short of the Short Podcast with Mike Kelly.
In the Legally Beagly world, Vardags, the upmarket London divorce solicitors, used an online portal to mistakenly apply for a final order for a couple who were still trying to agree financial arrangements for their split. Never mind that, interestingly, this solicitors has issued a new dress code for staff last year, which banned cardigans. Staff no longer have to wear cufflinks and business suits. The new uniform is blue sequin jackets and gold leather trousers.
This is the Shorter Than Short Podcast with Mike Kelly.
So when someone sticks the word smart in front of something, does it mean they are smart? Or it's just a marketing term? Smart car, a small two-seater German car. Smart cities where urban environments use connected devices to collect real-time data and feed this into systems that can improve public and private services. What about smart meters, which the energy companies are forcing you to have installed, yet millions of them do not work? Smart motorways were announced in 2007 by the then Secretary of State for Transport, Ruth Kelly, now Chair of Water UK. From 2013, the current term smart motorway was used by the Highway Agency, now National Highways, to promote this technology to road users. TV programmes and news stories show how many accidents these smart motorways have caused. Surely, it's time to remove them and make our motorways safe. And for those putting PowerPoints together, SMART, S, specific goal, M, measurable, A, attainable, R, realistic, and T, timely. Let's stop using the word SMART to describe things that just ain't smart. And on cars, Britain's car share clubs face closure as the last insurer pulls out. Community-owned carpools, a greener alternative to full-time vehicle ownership, are at risk as they cannot get insurance, as insurance say driver risk is hard to measure. And on those roads, what three words the location finding system is advertising itself as a way of reporting potholes to your councils? Weetabix is claiming potholes are there because people are not eating their Weetabixes.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Short and Short Podcast for you.
Today's flipping easy music competition, name the song or the artiste, or even better, both. You're the cutest thing that I ever did see. I really love your peaches. Wanna shake your tree. Lovey dovey, lovey dovey, lovey dovey all the time. Ooh wee baby, I'll sure show you a good time. Name the song or the artiste or both.
This is the Shorter Than Short Podcast with Mike Kelly.
I'm Mike Kelly with the latest STS news. Federal Transportation Agency finds Tesla autopilot was involved in 13 fatal crashes. Manchester Corp Live Arena to open in time for the 2028 Olympics. Newspaper reviews no longer allowed on news programmes as nobody buys newspapers anymore. United Nations World Peace Organization declares all future wars must be green. Marks and Spencer's to start selling chip shop scraps made of a light crispy batter at £2 a box. Liz Truss enters book's bestseller list in 70th place after selling 2,280 copies of her latest book. Entrepreneur Bazem Hadir says he will lead exodus of super rich leaving the UK. That's it. You're up to date with the top stories this hour. I'm Mike Kelly for STS News.
This is the Shorter Than Short Mike Kelly Podcast.
And on a foodie note, this sounds scrummy. Meatable hopes its cultivated sausages will satisfy the world's appetite for meat without harming animals on the planet. Nestlé fights off push to cut back on unhealthy products in favour of more profits. Mass household food producer Unilever to roll back on environmental and social pledges in favour of more profits. Is that enough on food? No, I have more. London restaurants are to add a brand charge paid by card as it gets rid of tipping charges. Their logic is a brand charge sounds like a tip, but unlike a tip, does not have to be given to staff.
This is the Shorter Than Short Podcast with Mike Kelly.
A recent survey of UK beach rubbish found the top three offenders were Coca-Cola, McDonald's and PepsiCo.
This is the Shorter Than Short Podcast with Mike Kelly.
And how's our birthday girl?
She's okay, but confused. I tried to order a pepper grinder I wanted as a birthday present, but something has gone wrong.
Why? What's happened?
Well, instead of getting a grinder, I'm getting lots of messages chatting me up from other ladies who are sending me their pictures and trying to chat me up.
Joyce, how did you spell grinder?
Oh, I have missed out the E. I better start again.
WhatsApp to lower user age from 16 to 13, exposing users to 3 more years of content they cannot regulate. Accident at work? You need the Roofer and Ging compensation calculator to calculate your payouts. Whatever the claim, from washing your hands in too hot a water to dropping a heavy book on your foot, you'll find that the calculator can work out your payout for all sorts of claims. Claims such as drinking your coffee when it's too hot, getting wet when the auto plant watering system turns on, getting a staple stuck in your finger, losing a tie in the office shredder, anxiety after being stuck between floors in the lift, getting out of breath when having to use the stairs after a fire alarm, shock at seeing a man outside cleaning your 20th floor office window. Use the compensation calculator to see how much you are owed. Just go to the Roofer and Gin Compensation Calculator.com and email or phone to have a Roofer and Gin solicitor chase your no-win, no-fee claim. And newish to the Shorterman Short, it's Barry Phillips Disco at BP Discos and the 1,000 best songs in the world ever. At number 748, Martha and the Muffins, Echo Beach. Best bit at 1 minute 58. There are blueberry muffins, cornmeal muffins, chocolate chip muffins. If you venture into the Urban Dictionary, the meaning of muffin may make you blush. At 745, Adam Faith, What Do You Want? Best bit at 0.46, blink and you'll miss it. At 1 minute and 34 seconds, this is the shortest UK number one song ever.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
I do like this idea. Father Paul on social media, top tip for impressing cashiers with your magical powers, carefully cut the chip out of your debit card and glue it to the end of a wand. When you get to the checkout, simply tap the wand on the terminal and say loudly, transfer pecunii.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Don't forget, Podpickers, if you want to get in touch about anything to do with the Shorter Than Short podcast show, please use the following to contact us. And if you have any stories, gossip, jokes, or anything for the next episode, go to at Mike Kelly Disco on social media sites.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
I have an idea, Mr. Mike DJ Kelly Wellley.
What's that, Joyce?
If people no longer buy newspapers, they don't even sell them in the shops where I go anymore. Why do we have newspaper reviews on TV and radio news programs?
Yes, I'm sure you have a point. If no one's buying them, it's just a journalist's opinion, or even worse, just a politician's opinion.
This is the Shorter Than Short, Mike Kelly podcast.
Out there on social media sites, the conversation. There are even robot priests that can deliver blessings in 5 languages and robot monks that can educate people about Buddhism. James Mason, I think it's time for an internationally agreed colour coding for crisps. Bob Morgan, will Sunak and his family be richer for his having been Prime Minister? Althea Bernard, dear Rishi Sunak, what a disgrace. Frank Hester, remember him? The Tory donor that said Diane Abbott made him hate all black women and should be shot. A firm owned by Hester has allegedly been given another NHS contract worth £4.4 billion. Prem Sekar, bank accounts of millions of individuals, landlords, charities, voluntary organisations, companies will be 24/7 snooped on by the UK government. You won't be told, can't appeal against it, will have no say in how the information will be used. Fascism is here. Chris Bryant's £75 Peter Kay tickets for £302, £84 Doja Cat tickets for £501, £140 Opera House tickets for £1,006, £85 Adele tickets for £24,840. Ticket touts are ripping off fans and pricing ordinary people out. Yet the Conservatives do nothing.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast for you.
Oh yes, I have learnt something new. Robbie Williams, he of Take That and rock DJ type songs, has an arts display on show at the Mokko Gallery in Amsterdam, which is called Robbie Williams Pride and Self-Prejudice. It is the first ever art exhibition by British pop icon Robbie Williams. With gentle innovations, caricature forms and dry humour, this series of artworks on mental health takes us to a place where healing is possible, the creative imagination. My favourite is the bright red and yellow image that says, caution, slippery when held to account.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Guess the celebrity. Born 22nd of May 1970 in Streatham, She is an English model, actress and businesswoman. Discovered at age 15, she established herself amongst the most recognisable and in-demand models of the late 1980s and the 1990s, and was one of the six models of her generation declared supermodels by the fashion industry and the international press. In addition to her modelling career, she has embarked on other ventures, including an R&B pop studio album and several acting appearances in film and TV, such as the modelling competition reality show The Face and its international offshoots. She is also involved in charity work for various causes. Who is she?
This is the Short of the Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
If you're new to the Mike DJ Kelly Short of and Short podcast, you can still get to hear all previous episodes just by searching or shouting the Mike DJ Kelly Short of and Short podcast.
This is the Short of and Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Let's look back with Professor Frank McDonoghue at FXMC 1957. May 2023. Gordon Lightfoot died aged 84. He's been referred to as Canada's greatest songwriter. He topped the US charts with If You Could Read My Mind, Sundown, Carefree Highway, Rainy Day People, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. May 1967, Elvis Presley married Priscilla Beaulieu at the Aladdin Hotel in Las Vegas, USA. Priscilla first met Elvis in 1959 when she was only 14. At that time, Elvis was serving in the US Army in Germany. The marriage only lasted until 1973. May 1961, as part of the British government's legislation of gambling off course on horse racing, betting shops were opened throughout the country. May 1946, Joanna Lumley was born in Srinagar, India. She won two BAFTA TV awards for her role as Patsy Stone in the BBC sitcom Absolutely Fabulous. She also starred in The New Avengers and appeared in many films, including On Her Majesty's Secret Service and Shirley Valentine. May 1840, the penny black stamp went on sale in Britain. It was the world's first adhesive postage stamp and the brainchild of Sir Rowland Hill. It helped establish a national postal service by setting the charge at one penny. It made sending letters affordable for everyone.
This is the Short of the Short Mike Kelly podcast.
And in music news, Taylor Swift fans are flocking to the Black Dog pub in Vauxhall, as it's mentioned in her new album. Mind you, the management at the Black Dog will be used to this sort of publicity following their previous mention on the 1971 Led Zeppelin IV album Track 1 and the big worldwide hit Black Dog.
This is the Short of the Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Charity, today's do-gooders are Helpful Hounds Assistance Dogs, who can be found at helpfulhounds.org.uk. Helpful Hounds Assistance Dogs, helping to change the lives of young people and their families. Helping Hounds was started to help the growing demand of mainly young people who, with their families, would greatly benefit from having an assistance dog. Our objective is to help the person we support to achieve their maximum potential, whether that is educationally, socially, or in work opportunity. We are a charity that helps to change the lives of young people and their families living within southern England. We generally use the term assistance dog as one that works with a physically disabled person or that works with autism, Down syndrome and other emotional issues. Find out all you need to know about Helpful Hounds at helpfulhounds.org.uk.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Short of and Short podcast for you.
World carbon expert Leonard de Klerk estimates the first 12 months of the Ukraine war sent 120 million metric tons of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. To avoid this, all future wars should be fought on green terms, as set out in the latest Paris Agreement. Italy's Trevi Fountain, more profitable than Thirst thought, as pictures are shown of workmen digging out shovels full of coins. Makes you wonder if Frank Sinatra estate gets a cut, as he sang the uncredited theme to the film Three Coins in the Fountain about this fountain in the 1954 film. If it were in Venice, people would be reaching into the fountain to pull out coins to pay their €5 a day tourist charge.
This is the Short of the Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Fake Show Business News at Fake Show Biz News. Gloria Estefan complains she's currently unable to use her Miami sound machine as she's entered the wrong password too many times and it's locked her out. There's a number to call, but no one's answering, she grumbled. Jess Glynn, on the mend after being knocked to the floor by a runaway horse in central London. Gary Barlow announces he's appointed independent auditors to investigate how much toilet roll his family is getting through. I believe someone's being very wasteful, and I'm determined to find out who, he told reporters. It's not good for the planet, and it's certainly not good for my bank. Sir Ali Jones says the Songs of Praise editing team are trying their best to inject some life into this Sunday's episode from Framlingham, Suffolk. But with a congregation as dopey as this, there's only so much they can do.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
More from the social media sites. Martin Lewis, I've just sat in the presenter's chair for the first time in an empty studio, ready for tonight's Have I Got News For You, recorded for tomorrow's show. It was an interesting morning, scripting and working with the producers and writers. I'm used to writing everything myself. This is the calm before the storm. Nicholas Pegg, I'm somewhat astonished to hear the minister getting Rwanda mixed up with Congo. As everyone knows, Rwanda is a valley in South Wales, whereas Congo was a 1984 hit for Black Lace. Tom Jameson is so right. The warehouses stacked full of 1970s British Rail sandwiches will be open the moment Labour renationalises the railways and everyone aboard the trains will be forced to eat them. Are we really going to let that happen? George Sanya, guys, in the 3 years I'd use Ryanair for my flights, it's cheaper. However, after I saw that the Ryanair boss happily offered to fly the poor refugees to Rwanda, I made a decision. F off Ryanair. My arse will never sit on a Ryanair plane ever. That's it. I don't make drama.
This is the Short of the Short, my Kelly podcast.
Whinge of the Week. They used to build concrete areas at bus stops for the buses to park on. They seem to have stopped doing this and just have the normal road for the bus to stop on. Just look as you pass how many of them are starting to cave in due to the weight of the bus and its passengers. In the late news, RIP for Richard Tandy, the keyboardist with the Electric Light Orchestra, who was such an important part of so many of their great hits. Makers of smartphones, TVs and doorbells no longer allowed to accept weak passwords and must protect devices against cyber criminals. The Royal Mail says a 6-day-a-week service is financially unviable and will only deliver mail on Mondays and Thursdays. Darwin, in Lancashire, was placed in lockdown after a hand grenade was donated to a heritage centre. Harry Potter star Rupert Grint, favourite to land lead role in Death in Paradise. Government unable to confirm it's taken another £5 million donation from Frank Hester. Is it just me, or does anyone else think he must be overcharging for his NHS contracts if he has so much money to give away? IPP, imprisonment for public protection. Isn't it about time we release the 3,000 or so people being kept in prison by this scandalous law? Takeaway coffee in London now costing more than £5 a cup. Joyce, anything from you?
Shu Nightwane has been in touch to say she's impressed by the Mike DJ Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast.
This is the Shorter Than Short Mike Kelly podcast.
If you want to get in touch with this top-rated and sometimes much-listened to podcast, please contact at Mike Kelly Disco on social media sites. Indeed, if you want a podcast making for your business or need any help with radio producer or presentation, travel news, voiceover work, please do get in touch. Please tell your friends about the podcast. All they need to do to find it is search on the World Wide Web for the Mike DJ Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Okay, it's time to go. Name the song or the artiste. You're the cutest thing I ever did see. I really love your peaches. Wanna shake your tree. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Ooh-wee, baby. I'll sure show you a good time. Who had a hit with that? It was the Steve Miller Band and Joker. Guess the celebrity. Born the 22nd of May 1970 in Streatham, she is an English model, actress and businesswoman. Discovered at the age of 15, she established herself amongst the most recognisable and in-demand models of the late 1980s and 1990s, and was one of six models of her generation declared supermodels by the fashion industry and the international press. In addition to her modelling, she has embarked on other ventures, including an R&B pop-style studio album, several acting appearances in film and TV, such as the modelling competition reality show The Face and its international offshoots. She is also involved in charity work for various causes. Who is she? And it is supermodel Naomi Elaine Campbell. And today's do-gooders are Helpful Hounds at helpfulhounds.org.uk.
This is the Shorter Than Short podcast with Mike Kelly.
Guess what, friends? That's enough for this edition of the Crazy Shorter Than Short podcast show from me, Mike Kelly.
And me, Joyce.
Thank you for listening. Please take care out there. And remember, you can always find the podcast by searching or shouting the Mike DJ Kelly Shorter Than Short podcast show.
This is the Shorter Than Short Mike Kelly Podcast.
This is the Shorter Than Short Podcast with Mike Kelly.
This is the Mike Kelly Podcast.
Mike Kelly.
Yabba dabba dabba doo, it's the Mike Kelly Shorter Than Short Podcast for you.